You know, we all have to eat. We all have to have a place for mankind. That's where we all have to have a special place to rest every day. The Bible says that we came in this world with nothing, and truly we're going to leave it with nothing. And be content with what we have. Be content. So that is the number one place to keep us at ease with our Heavenly Father, that we thank Him and we praise Him. We thank Him for the provisions He's given us today. We thank Him for this sunshine. We thank Him for this nice climate we've had today. We thank Him for His many blessings, that we would be praising Him. We thank Him. You know, in Romans, the first chapter, it says, because they were not thankful, God turned them over to a reprobate mind. And I believe these are Christians. I believe that first chapter of Romans is Christians who have once known God. And when they turn them over to a reprobate mind, you can tell you, Christian, I've seen it. And when they get away from God, they can get really wrong. And we can get wrong. That's why we got to keep seeking God day by day. It's mandatory that we seek God. We pray together. We love Him. We thank Him that He is real. He's faithful. That we don't want anything to come across our path that would cause us to miss that great and final day. And I believe that great and final day is very close. I believe there probably will be some earthquakes. It's going to be very shortly, said the Spirit of God. I believe a lot of things are going to come to pass. There's going to be tidal waves. There's going to be landslides. There's going to be great snowstorms, great physical things that's going to happen in the atmosphere that they've never seen. Right here this summer, a lot of the walnut trees really burn up because of the great heat. They just, trees can't stand it. And there's a thing that's changing. But the change is that God's coming back through the clouds of glory. He's coming back and He's going to transfer all of His attention to Israel. And that time, whatever, if church is left here, the church is going to go through a time of troubles. And Daniel speaks about a great time of trouble. Never been seen before on the face of the world. It's going to be something supernaturally terrible. It's going to be beyond. And my heart has been broken here for about the last month or so. But I believe it's coming very close to that. It's coming. There's a horde of wrong spirits that's coming in to adapt themselves, to take away the Christian's crown. It's taken away their joy. It's taken away all the years that they served God in this last day to something that's not really right from God. It's like receiving a counterfeit money that's going to get you in trouble. It's going to put you bankrupt. And that same thing, this is counterfeit. And He counterfeits us in this last day that we're going to bankrupt. And we'll be bankrupt the day from God comes unless we keep credibility money in our account, keeping our way of God. And we got to seek Him daily. We got to call upon Him, moved upon by the enemy no longer. We need the blessings of God. God is faithful. God will keep us through the times of trouble. He will keep us through the times of discouragement. He will keep us through the times of great heartaches. There's going to be heartaches. There's going to be problems. But our answer's in God. God spoke to me the other day. He said He has given enough word out that if people had wanted it, they would have enough understanding that they would be. But they don't want the word of God. And the Bible says, the Lord just says, just hang on. It's a witness to them though. It's a witness. God will say that day, I gave my word, and you would not heed it. You said, oh, that's from that little old nobody. God says, I don't use always somebody. I use who I wish. We don't have to compare ourselves to nobody. We're God's children. And the main thing that we need to take on is His nature. That we grow into His nature. That we grow into that, and we grow take on His nature. The Bible says in Daniel that the people that do not know God, they will have no understanding. But it says also that God's people will have understand all things. So that lets me know that what we're doing is right. God gives us the understanding. The natural man receives not this knowledge. It's foreign from him. He compares it as a out of his mind. And God says, simpleton, I'm bigger than your mind. You might think you're really powerful, but you're not. You're just man. I'm beyond man. You're to serve me. And that's why you put ourselves up. We can see where the fallacy is. We're putting ourselves up as God. It's a duking. The enemy has learned how to come against God's people. God says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon his people. Then the enemy says, I'll learn how to duke them. I will do this because he brought in great whoredoms and he brought in people in the churches, and the churches were so willing to have numbers that they forgot that God needed people that was moving through the Spirit. So there was no government in the churches of God, no governor of having the witness of the Spirit, the gift of wisdom, the gift of discernment. There was no discernment, no wisdom at all. And so these false ones come in, false prophets, and they prophesied great and mighty things, and they did whoredoms of damage. But the people should realize that that was from the enemy, and they lost their revivals is because they let uncanny devices come in and took away their joy. It took away the power. It took away the anointing. They could not come and have a revival. They cannot have the joy of the Lord because they let other spirits come in, and these spirits come and it gives them a full church. They have a thousand of people, but I say God is moving through, not through the might. He is moving through his might. It's not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit, said the Lord. God, it's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, said the Lord. It's his Spirit that helps us. It's his Spirit that God wants to be used within us, that every day we're cleansed. We're cleansed daily by gripping the things that we face. Said, Lord, I want more of your cleansing. I want more of your power. And we, as we do that exercise, that he cleanses us. He makes us worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. He makes us worthy. Mikey, he makes you worthy. He makes us to work worthy of the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, that we can live in his liberty. We won't have to be fret. Why was it fret not thyself because of evildoers? Neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as the green grass and shall wither as the herb. But trust the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto him. Trust also on him, and he shall bring it to pass. God has a formula, and that formula is in the Word of God. God before you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's in you. We need to keep that exercise. Greater is he that's in me. I have not room for the enemy. I want to make my cavity only with the things of God. I want to digest the Word of God. I want to take on no manual for man. I still have keeping my heart. The only thing I read is the Word of God, and this Word will set you free. You don't have to have some trinkets. God says, grow up. You don't need trinkets no more. You need the Spirit of God. We need to no longer have to have sermonettes. We need the sermons from heaven. We never have to have the sermonette. When I was a child, I spake as a child, and I understood a child. But when I become a man, I took away childish things. I took away these sermonettes, and I took on the lavishness of God, the God the Father, the things that would grip my heart, that make changes in me that I might adapt to the things from heaven, because I was not made to adapt to God. I had to make that change as a supernatural change, as I linked unto God, that I would come in his cavity, in his power, in his anointing, that God could come and visit me like last night, take me over the whole United States in a few hours. God is wonderful. I don't claim to leave my house, but in the heavenly, God made it where I could see. God don't have to do things that prove you, but I'm saying it's happening. God is real. And the Bible says we must be with faith. If we don't walk in faith, we displease our heavenly Father. He would show himself strong, be happy, whose heart is made perfect toward him. Therefore, be justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. God wants us to allow ourselves to walk as privilege, that I'm not no nothing. I'm not no higher than anywhere. I want to be the lowest. Because if you lower yourself, God will exalt you himself. But we don't have that privilege of lifting ourselves. God does that. He arranges us. And you got to be content what he has you do. That's the catch. You got to be content what he's doing with you. And if when you get discontentful, then he says, my child, you know, why are you discouraged? Why are you so gloomy? Because it's my good pleasure to touch those that I would know that what they need. I know what they want. But I say, I make the changes. The changes, sometimes these things are from the heart and they're not good for the soul. Things come from our heart that God says, hey, you don't need that. You need to come higher. You don't need to pastor that church over here. I want you higher. You don't need to do this jail ministry, because I make you higher. All the things that I thought was essential that I did, God says, no, You and Brother Clint quit that church.
I'll make you higher.
Everybody says, oh, they're getting lower. God says, no, higher. You don't get lower. You get higher in God. Yes, the world grades us as coming down, but God grades us as coming up. So that lets it see there there's a change that's happening in your heart, in your mind. There's a change that no one can duplicate within itself. It's a supernatural change because God is lifting you up as you bring yourself lower. When you lift yourself higher, you become lower. When you get lower, you become higher. That happens continually in your process of life. You've got to stay humble. Humble yourself to the Father in heaven. We must exalt the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. We must prove that He is righteous. He is fulfilling every detail to the glory of God, that we can walk in His fullness, so we can walk in His blessing. We will not have to worry what faces tomorrow, because greater is He that's within us, He that's in the world. God's got a crown. God's got a robe. Jewels unspeakable. And I did never go in for jewelry. But one day God's going to give me a crown. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to be the best thing that I've ever had. Oh, hallelujah. We invest in Him. The Bible says, lay not your treasures upon earth, where moth and rust corrupt. Very simple. Everything that we put our trust in here, it's going to fall away. So if you put yourself as a great leader, someday God says, hey, you've led long enough. I'm going to put someone else who's never led. God does that. As you set yourself down, God lifts you up. Says the same in the rich man fared sumptuously, and the poor man, the beggar, Lazarus, had nothing. But God says you had it in your day. The same spiritually, you had it in your day. But now I'm going to lavishly give my beloved what is justly theirs. And that's what God is doing. In these last days, it talks about it in the talents. He said, I'm coming down the highways. I'm going down here to Brother Cliff's house. Oh, hallelujah. I'll just pour out. God does this because we don't give Him first place. And we don't give Him first place by getting up and all the way, hallelujah, joy, and all those things. We come and submitting unto Him. And I learned something. Praying, it takes a lot of prayer to get where you should be. And that avenue of prayer, it comes by listening, but you have to also put wings on that. You have to seek God. You got to say, Lord, I'm needy. I want more too. If we don't have that seeking insignia upon us, we're losing it. We need to want to retain what God has available for us. That we don't need anything more, but we want what He has. He has the right manna for each one of us. He's got the right portions. He's got the right blessings. And we relax and totally in Him, that He arranges our thinking, that He arranges our joy, that we can take on the image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and He'll never leave us. He is that great example, that great blessing, that great, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Without faith is possible, please God, for He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. Without faith it is impossible to please God. It's impossible. But He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. So you say God is prayer? Yes, He is. But He always takes care of His beloved. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Knowing this, Bible says, knowing this in the last days, there should be scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of His coming? They're saying that right now. They're saying that, you know, it could be 500 years. No, it's not going to be 500 years. I believe He's coming because the signs of time are here. Bible says you don't know the hour, but you know the season. And God's been speaking too rapidly. Oh, glory. Glory to God. God is here to bless us. We don't have to worry. The Bible says that it's appointed unto man once died. Then comes the judgment. We all are going to face death. But many of us won't face death. But now this is the hard part. You've got to die out yourself to be able to go in. And that's pretty tough. It means that you don't have no more worldly lusts. My mind's made up. I don't need nothing. most people cannot pay that price. Jesus, when that rich young ruler came to Jesus, said, "What must I do to be saved?" He says, "Sell all you have, follow me." And he went away sorrowfully because he had great things to offer God. But he could not sell his lifestyle. He could not sell, totally give out. And that's what God is saying, oh church today. That's what the problem is. We cannot divorce sin. We got to live in a little sin. We got to live in a little bit of wrong deeds. We got to live in a little bit of lustfulness. We got to live in a little bit of alcohol. We got to live in a little bit of pride. And God says, church, assemble yourself to bring you into perfection, into holiness. Yes, there's a time when we go through the grave. And yes, maybe there's a balance. I don't know. I don't even want to face that. I want to know for about no question. I'd rather make it go through a problem now than eternity. Eternity is forever and ever 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 and never, 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 ever, never changes. This we have is only for a moment. That's why our churches should live seriously. We should have joy, but yet we should not be excited because people go into a devil's hell. My heart goes out for these people without Jesus. They're going to something that's beyond imagination. And what's worse than that is my brothers, my sisters, who have lived in the churches so lavishly. And I live this, so I know it's right. When I wanted to make a total change around, and I said, I'm going all the way, and I made that declaration, the churches left me. They said, no. And even pastors told me, I wish you'd be just like the rest of everybody. Who do you think you are, super? I said, no, I'm just trying to do, I want to make a declaration. I'm not against anybody, but I want to live a better life. And I don't think that's hurting anybody. I'm not downing anybody. No, you're out of kindling. So I believe, and I've went through this for quite a few years, and I've tested it a couple of times. God let me do it. I almost literally purposely did some things I thought was a little bit off the line. And at that time, oh, brother, you're so fine now. God wants a holy people. Man, you know what I'm talking about. It's easy to go overboard. That's why women need to dress as not to cause a young man to lose. Proverbs talks about it too. And we're made. God made this to have a home. But the enemy, he has distorted the marriage. And now there's lust, there's problems. God is the answer. But I see what Paul said. It's better to marry than to burn. But there's something about giving your heart totally Lord to that really changes you in a way that it don't bother you. But God's brought me into this. My hope is in God. We grow in the Lord. We grow in the Lord. You grow in God. God is the answer. Get a joy on your face. Joy. Show the world that you have peace. God wants to be examples. Hallelujah. They have the love of God. Oh, how you can go to the silver, about $1 million churches and have all the, and you'll be dead as last year's burden list. But you can come to God at an old-fashioned altar and have the glory upon you. I know it. You lose it sometimes. And the frivolousness and the extravaganzas of and there's a mixture of wrong spirits. Maybe some spirit there is right. But if there's a mixture, it's wrong. We need to be above reproach. Above question. But God is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. Jesus. Glory to God. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities, even angels, nor principalities, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Need to get that down in here. No question. In Christ Jesus my Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I wonder. Oh, I tell you, it bothers me when I go to these cold churches. I guess I was meant to just serve the Lord. And I guess that's what my calling has been. I was just meant to give God praise. I'm not no high calling, but I know that I know how to praise Him. I know how to give Him glory. He taught me. He taught me. He taught me, and I can tell in a moment when it's not genuine. Glory! Thank you, Jesus. I don't say a word, but I know God gives us secrets too. He gives us beloved secrets, and I'm thankful for those secrets. And I love all of you, and I pray that God will bless you mightily this day and keep you in the comfort. God is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, that we might be able to comfort those in any trouble by the comfort where we are comforted of by God. That same comfort that we're comforted of, God comforts us. Oh, glory! The Lord's been telling me He's going to... I know He's telling me that He's going to do great things. My Father, He don't have to show me His checkbook. I just know it's big enough to cover what I want to use.
Amen. That's good news.
I don't have to worry about it.
Hallelujah.
Right and full. Love us. Suddenly, in the church of the living God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! I'm excited. Jesus is real. Glory! Woo! I'm glory. I feel so good. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I feel wunderbar. Glory! I don't do that for the show, but I really I felt that. So, you know, I believe that that's the worst thing that we can do is do something when it's false. It should be from the Lord, everything that we do. God does it, praise God. But don't let it be as a show. And I believe we lose the power of the Holy Ghost when we do that. Ananias and Sapphira, good example. The Holy Ghost is not someone to toy with. And that's why I don't really try to get people baptized in the Holy Ghost until they're ready. I'd like to talk to them about a year or so before they even think about it. Because they need a groundwork. Yes. Not indeed, like I had real problems at first. But I did a lot of praying. Praying will help you. But the supernatural comes from the Spirit of God. It comes relying on Him. You know, God was so wonderful to me that He taught me on something that I really knew. I did know what I was doing. God showed me that. But He could tell me something, and I think of myself. Is that really true? And the Lord says, yes, it is. God was always right. And for quite a few years, I didn't go by who sent me. I went by the Spirit of God. Go down here to Ray Redfield at 623. He's got a problem. And it just saved a lot of time, saved a lot of confusion. Everybody says, how in the world do you get all... I was blown away too much the way it was, but just like Ray's 623 engine. And he says, I've got trouble with that 623, that 3406 engine. It was a new machine, and it's got trouble in the front of the engine. So I went down just a few miles back this way, and Ray was a nice man. And it was on a Friday afternoon. He says, I found the troubles. Well, see, no, I should have said no. Let's check this out further. But I got duped. That's what I'm talking about, getting duped from the enemy. I says, oh, okay, well, and it started raining. And the Holy Spirit says, what did I tell you? And it just grieved my spirit. I said, oh my goodness, Lord, I'm going to have to tell Ray now. And he said, yes, you are. So I went and told Ray the next morning. I said, you know, I said, I was praying. The Spirit of the Lord just told me that it's in the rear of the engine. And I'm not even going to look no farther. I'm going to go back to the engine because that's where it's at. Sure enough. And I found out later that there's a series of those engines and transfer gears. They pulled that whole engine out and went through it and never went through the trap and kept get it back together, still had the same problem. But God was, I could see, was very much above. And I had to accept it. I had to have no wavering in myself or God was going to quit it. And like one time I thought, well, my wife, if something goes haywire, I'm going to lose Betty. I'm going to lose my job. And the Lord says, well, that's what it is. You going to trust me or not? I said, I'm going to trust you. But we got to come down to our end of ourselves many times. We got to come down to say, hey, if I miss, I miss. God's not going to let you miss. But you might think it's just like Abraham. Isaac going to be the sacrifice. And here, Abraham, that's the way God tests us, the same way. And Abraham drew his knife, and the angel says, Abraham, touch not thy son. I have a sacrifice over here in the thicket. Isaac says, Father. The father says, yes. Isaac had to know that he was going to be a sacrifice. And that must have been very hard on Abraham. But that's basically where it is, getting very far with God. It's all of us. That's why some people never make it. They've got to think it out. If you think it out, you're not going to make it. You've got to believe God is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. God makes Himself real. God bless you. Think about it.